Right now, Zach By, Philip Lindsay sliding in. They are the drive. What's up, fellas? How you doing?
What is up?
How you guys doing?
Great.
Oh, good. Masters is getting on the way. Huge game tonight.
Yeah. We got two dubs last night.
Nate the Great secured the Hart Trophy.
You guys won tonight.
Your belly's full of pizza, huh?
Yeah, we got pizza today.
Yeah, that was me.
Okay. Shout out Stoke.
Yeah.
Did you guys get a slice?
No, we're just looking. Phil, you've been putting on a little bit.
That's just the rumors around the office.
I don't know.
It had to come from Zach. Huh?
I don't like to throw people under the bus, so I'm not naming names here.
Tiger. Expectations for Tiger. Realistic expectations.
Yeah, expectations make the cut. And after that, you know, if. Nothing.
Are there odds on that?
Yes, there are.
What does it look like?
Well, you know, just
not good.
Running cold like you're running cold. You know, two nights ago is plus 110. I looked last night, it's minus 115. So it's moving in the direction. A lot of people are throwing money on him to make the cut.
Yeah.
He's never missed a cut as a professional, 25, 26 years. And he's probably as healthy as he's been in the last year or two.
I've heard that before.
I'm not.
Golly, man.
He goes out there and starts limping.
Dude.
Right, yeah. And I don't think the weather's supposed to be cold. I think it's supposed to be decent weather, which obviously is big when, you know, you're pretty much walking on one leg and you got a bad back. So I'm expecting him to make the cut. That's my expectations for him. I just hope he does. And then after that, like I said, whatever. I just want to watch him on the weekend.
Yeah. Actually, one of the things that stuck out that when we talked about it, the Caitlin Clark number, that I couldn't believe it beat Tiger's final round at the Masters. Because it felt like in 2019.
Oh, the rating? You're talking about the rating?
Yeah. Like, if you had access to a TV, everyone was scrambling to get in front of a TV. Mm-hmm. And that, like, went to show. Because that was, like, one of the best sports moments of the last 10 years.
Absolutely.
Nike ball.
What's that?
The Nike ball?
That wasn't that
No,
one.
I'm talking about when Tiger won the Masters in front of his kids, and this was after he came back. Yeah,
that was before the Nike ball.
That was way
there.
Before, yeah.
Yeah, that was before. Didn't you bet Tiger to not make the cut a couple years ago?
Not on that event, but I did. Yes, I
no,
forget
not on
what
that
event.
One of them. Oh, yes. I thought it was the Masters that you bet for no cut, and you took the L.
I did. Yes. I did bet
it. Made my day.
So,
I actually made my year.
What are you going to bet now, Zach? Are you going to bet the cut, or are you going
to? I'm going to bet Tiger to miss the cut.
To miss it.
I'm going to bet Tiger to miss
the
cut.
We can just take the middleman out. You buckled up.
What do you guys have on it?
Next week's pizza.
Okay.
Yeah, we got next week's pizza. And I'll be throwing a little bit more on it. Just because it's Tiger. Yeah. This is what he does, man.
Yeah.
It's Tiger Woods.
I'm not betting against greatness.
Yeah.
You can't. Even if he doesn't do well, you still got to put it in there.
Right.
Yeah.
He knows that course so well.
He does.
It's tough, though. Like, you have two bad holes, and, you know, it's a wrap. So that's a hard thing for him right now. It's just the consistency.
Who's the
Scotty
Scheffler. Scotty Scheffler.
Yeah. He's got almost like, which we didn't have, you know, you didn't have the lines on your phone back when Tiger was in his heyday, right? But it's almost like he's got Tiger Woods odds. Like, that's how much he's a favorite compared to the other guys. He's like plus 450. The next guy's plus like 1,000, plus 1,100.
Wow.
And we're talking about Rahm, Rory,
dudes.
It's a stacked field, and he's by far the favorite.
Stoke, do you pick straight up winner or finishes in top five?
Well, it just depends on how I'm feeling.
Okay.
You know? Yeah. So
you watching it, is it going to make you want to go golf a little bit more?
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
Yeah, I'm going to go out there and start trying to Tiger Woods golf.
Right. And they make it look so easy. Now I know. They're giving me the codes. Right. I can go out and
I can't wait.
You're looking at their fingertips and stuff. Okay.
And then you go out there and you leave depressed.
That's what I did.
What happened?
I went to the Cherry Hills course for the amateur.
Yeah,
and me and a buddy had 18 scheduled, so we're gonna go watch for 3 or 4 hours, and then we're gonna go play. And I'm just like, I got it.
They're
giving me the answers to the test, no problem.
Bust out your little notepad.
You know what? Yes.
Hour later, you're still looking for the same ball.
Yeah.
And one of those guys went and won that the tour event as an amateur.
Yeah, the guy that you were following.
Yes, and then declared pro like the next week or whatever.
Played
it was.
At Alabama.
Yeah, played at Alabama. Yep, remember his bag, because they all got their bags that are LSU bag, Gator bag, Bama bag. Hey, real quick, predictions for tonight. Predictions for tonight. Nikola Jokic. Josh, you're going to be in the building?
Yeah. Wait.
Phil?
You guys
I'm
going
to be in the building.
I'm going to be in the building.
Zach?
Zach?
I'm in the biggity building.
Oh, Stoke?
Nope.
No.
Stoke? I'm going to have a cigar in my mouth.
I'll be locked in.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I like you. I heard it just briefly on the way in. I am not paying attention to Nikola Jokic's words. I am watching his actions, and I think we get a double XL Jokic game tonight.
Mm. Yeah, because he tried to downplay it with how big the game is or is not. And I'm with you. I think they know exactly what it is. We've talked about that before with their surge out of the All-Star break and wanting to chase that number one overall seed. Yeah, you're right. They can say everything they want to say, and Malone can go up there and try to spin his words, but they're all in tonight. I think Aaron's back.
Yeah.
Jamal's going to play 30-plus. I think Jamal starts to stagger again with that second unit tonight. Not in the same role, but you'll start to see some more of that this evening, and they're all in. Yeah, I like Nikola's triple-double. We haven't looked at the number yet, but I'm all in on the Nuggets.
Okay, I love it.
Yeah, I like the Nuggets tonight. We got to remember, back-to-back for both teams.
Right.
Minnesota's the one traveling here, right?
Yeah.
So I think it's a big deal.
And they played bigger minutes last night.
Right. And so I'm hoping that Aaron Gordon returns. If he doesn't, I become very concerned. And I just, at home, you know, it's the champions. It's Denver Nuggets. So I'm not picking against them tonight at home with everything, you know, moving forward, everything on the line. Like, how could you?
Yeah, this is the time. This is the time to go all in.
Aaron Gordon's availability is huge.
Yeah.
And I think Michael Porter Jr.'s got to turn in a really good game.
I like it.
I think Porter Jr.'s got to play
well.
It's
been a minute.
And he did not play. He looked again sort of just like
back to the old Michael Porter Jr.
He's like floating. You know, he's just like floating, not attacking the basket. Like, and he was doing it for a while there. He's got to play well. Like, if you tell me Michael Porter Jr. finishes with 9 points tonight, I don't think the Nuggets are going to win this game. He's got to play well. And Aaron Gordon struggles traditionally against Minnesota with their size and physicality. That's normally his calling card. So it's like, you know, if they ever played Minnesota in a series, you'd see Aaron Gordon's like point prop be like 12.5.
Mm-hmm.
But if he can get in the double figures and Michael Porter Jr. plays well, I think the Nuggets are going to win this game.
Interested to see how they use the Naz Reid thing with Kat not coming back just yet, because I would love for Michael Malone to have the ability to throw Aaron and KCP at Anthony Edwards.
Yeah.
And a little early with Aaron Gordon so you can get physical. Maybe you wear him down a bit coming off that back-to-back like Stokes mentioned. But I don't know how Minnesota is going to counter that with who they play at the four and then what the matchup is on the other end for Aaron Gordon.
I think the other question is, you know, how concerned are we with Jamal back-to-back for him, right? I mean, he played 27 minutes last night. So it wasn't like, all right, we're going to ease you in here. I mean, they put him in there 27 minutes. You could tell.
He was
tired. I mean, do you think? Not concerned. Okay.
The man went out there and had 5 dunks.
Yeah, in the first quarter, in the first half.
He did that for
a
reason.
That was a career high.
He did that because he was listening to us, and everybody saying, oh, we're concerned.
Yeah.
So he went out there and put a show on.
And defensively, he was a demon.
He was great. Blocks, but the thing is, you wake up the next day, you haven't played a lot. You know, is he sore? Like, so that's my only concern. I think he's good to go. He looked great last night. And, the Aaron Gordon one. But Christian Brown played well. Like
Christian Brown shot well.
And if he can shoot the three like that in the playoffs, that would be a big boost.
Stoke, we rolling triple-double of 175?
Yes, got to do it. I lost it last night. I'm doubling that down. And,
All right. And it looks like, and I always just shoehorn this in, it looks like that professional money is pouring in on the Denver Nuggets. That's what it looks like.
It's due time.
That people do that who do this professionally are betting the Nuggets. That doesn't mean it's a lock or anything. It's just another piece of information worth passing along.
Well, it was good info on the national championship game.
Oh, the under.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's why I'm giving you credit.
I heard you say the phrase the other day, and I was proud of you.
Oh.
Because I taught it to him.
Oh.
It was a rocking chair finish.
Did you make that up? I thought I did.
I didn't make it up. I didn't make it up.
You stole it, too.
I popularized it. All right. And roll in here on a big day in Denver sports. And one of the most unique combinations that can happen in sports is going to take place here in Colorado, and we'll tell you what it is coming up next. You can get with this, or you can get with that. Denver sports is where it's at. And one of the most unique combinations that can happen in sports is going to take place right here in Colorado. We have been talking about it for months. It was probably already in the books, but if it wasn't, the final chapter was written last night. Denver sports is going to be the second city ever to produce an NBA MVP and an NHL MVP in the same season. Hasn't been done in almost 40 years, but it's going to happen this year, and Nathan MacKinnon had it signed, sealed, and delivered after last night.
Look, Jokic has already had his signed, sealed, and delivered. Nathan MacKinnon, Nate Dogg, decided, you know what? I'm tired of all this. Let's put it to rest. Give you guys a little bit of dessert. Mwah! Hat trick. And now, yeah, we're going to have two MVPs here in Denver, Colorado.
That's insane. It's only happened once ever in the late 80s out of Los Angeles. Wayne Gretzky, Magic Johnson. You heard of those guys? That's who these dudes are. Now,
superstars.
They are superstars. Now, Gretzky, you know, he's in a class of his own. I'm not trying to put MacKinnon right next to Gretzky. But, shoot, you can put this season from Nate amongst seasons of Wayne Gretzky's. Make no mistake. I mean, what we're watching is historic. And last night, if you're going to, like, show someone a Nathan MacKinnon game, last night would be a pretty good example of who that dude is.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, Zach, you could show almost every single game with Nathan MacKinnon, other than there was a couple times where it's like, you know, what's he doing? But if you just turn on your TV and say, this is what Nathan MacKinnon is, it's every single game is going to be high intensity, dog mentality, making something out of nothing at times, right? Scoring, assisting, whatever he has to do to help win the game.
Yeah.
And a lot of times the reason why we are winning, let's face it.
No question.
It's because of him.
He is the engine.
It's because of him. We don't ever got to sit here and question, where's Nathan MacKinnon? Now, we almost did a couple, you know, back in the day, like a couple months ago.
He had like three straight games, didn't register a point. That was weird.
But I mean, you know what? He deserves to be able to have games like that, Zach. There's all these games you have to play, and sometimes you're just not going to be on your A game. But for Nathan MacKinnon,
dude,
this man's 90% always on his A game.
He is, he's so special. And you actually don't need to know anything about hockey to see it. Like, you could show, and oftentimes I'll use this example with what's a catch and what's not a catch in the NFL, and that's gotten confusing over the years. And my old litmus test is, can you show that to a room full of eighth graders, and will they think it's a catch? And if they think it's a catch, then we're getting too in the weeds with how we're ruling it. And you could show that game to a room full of eighth graders who have never seen Nathan MacKinnon play and say, hey guys, after three periods, tell me who you think the best player was. They'd say, oh, it's number 29. He just moves faster than everyone else.
Fast. Zach, truly.
Oh, my God.
How do you skate so much faster than somebody else? I understand running-wise, and I know I've never really been on skates, but he makes it seem like everybody else is molasses. Like, they're just kind of trotting.
Yes. And I tweeted this in the moment last night.
Yeah.
Is that he makes other pro athletes look like workout cones. He makes them look like they're standing still. And that is so hard to do. Those guys that he's skating by are the best players that ever came out of their hometown.
Yes.
Some of the best players that ever came out of their college. Nathan MacKinnon makes them look foolish. And it almost looks like he's allowed to wear, it's almost like he's wearing sneakers and running on turf and everyone else is on skates.
He's in a league of his own. He's in a league of his own, and he's done that to himself because of the work he has put in throughout the years. And the work that the mindset he has night in and night out throughout the years, you start to kind of like lap people over time. I'll never forget a quote Kobe said, and he was like, you know, I'll work out 3 a.m, 5 a.m, 8 a.m. And they're like, why are you working out so much? He said, because I've already worked out 3 or 4 times. You haven't even done a workout yet. Over the time, I start to lap you because all those workouts start to come along,
yes,
and then, you know, and
yes,
you start to build up,
yes,
and you only have one workout while I've already did 23 workouts in 2 weeks. So, like, that's kind of how Nathan MacKinnon works. It's just like you see it out there every single night where he's just putting on a show. you know, he's the leader of the team, and it's just great to see, man, and great to see him trying to have this MVP.
The Hart Trophy is his. If you look up the odds, like, and I use, like, the Superbook app, you can't even bet it anymore. They've taken it off the board because there's no upside for the sports books because it's academic at this point. The result is it's done. But if you go to, like, DraftKings, I pulled it up, it's like -450. So to make $100, you have to gamble $450. it's just not worth it. You missed the train. But I'll pat us on the back here because we came in here about 3 months ago and said, hey, it was with Stokely and Josh saying, hey, bet McKinnon to win MVP right now because he wasn't in the top three that day that we came in. It was like he was like 4-1 that you could still get him at somewhere around there. And now it's like if you didn't bet it then, you missed the train. He just puts his foot in the ground, unlike, you know, and I'm using a football term because there shouldn't be a hockey term that is like puts his foot in the ground like they're on skates.
I know.
But that's why it looks like he's almost not. The way that he's able to just blister past these guys and the fact that he was able to do it on national TV too. That was an ESPN game.
It's what he needed.
And so the whole world got to see it and our market and Milhouse on the RamosLaw.com text line. I'm so happy we got to watch him on national TV last night.
He solidified it last night and everybody got to see it.
Yeah. Yeah. Oof. And then you're hearing the voices around the hockey world just bow down. And say, this is the dude.
At some point, it just is what it is, right? You have respect for each other. You know when someone's doing well. Nathan McKinnon is doing a great job, so you have to bow down. Jokic, right, is doing a great job. You have to bow down.
Yep.
It is what it is.
It is
here in Denver, Colorado, where we're going to have two MVPs. What are we talking about here?
Remarkable. It's remarkable. It's rare. These are the good old days. For the Denver Nuggets, for sure, and then for the Avs right now, we are living in a window that is just fantastic. And now they have to go, win it. Yeah. You know, one of these teams has to go win it. If they both win it, then you're talking about we're doing a radio show in the capital of the sports world, and that's the truth.
And my dream is going to come true. They're gonna merge together for the parade.
For the parade,
they're gonna merge.
You want to know what? I don't even care.
MVP, both of them sitting there with their MVPs, Jokic. Nathan McKinnon, and then if they win the championship, like, come on, Zach.
It would be remarkable.
How cool that would be?
It would be literally one of the coolest windows of time for any sports window ever.
Somebody will tattoo that moment.
Someone already came up to me at opening day at El Patio on, was it Thursday?
Friday.
Friday. The Nuggets title, and he said it was on his hand.
Why do people do that? I see it all the time.
It was on his hand, and he said, and I'm because he had like a little sleeve come down, and he's like, I'm leaving space right here on my wrist up until the other tattoo starts.
So he didn't do it yet.
No. The first tattoo's done for the championship, and he said, I'm leaving space for the repeat.
Oh, okay. And you know how some people already have it? Like, think about it. The playoffs just start there and you have it tatted on them.
Yeah. That's crazy. That's
insane. That is crazy.
I've seen people do that. That's
insane. What are you going to do now?
That's attention-seeking right there.
It really is.
Yeah, man, we are living in a special time. Nathan McKinnon hitting the 50-goal mark on a night where he puts together a hattie. Here's McKinnon talking about that benchmark of 50 goals.
Yeah, it feels good. You know, I never thought in my life I'd score 50. Honestly, I never really thought I would. It feels good. Obviously, a lot of amazing plays from everybody all season. A lot of empty nets. A lot of hard work from the whole lineup. And I think it's a team achievement, honestly.
If you changed the verbiage, if you just tinkered with the verbiage, and you read that quote on paper instead of hearing it, you wouldn't be able to tell if it was Jokic talking or McKinnon talking. Because that's how Jokic would answer that question.
But they're so consistent on what they do. Nathan McKinnon has been like this whole entire time.
Yeah.
Every time you have had an interview or heard him talk, it's always been about the team and him not really, I'm not going to say necessarily caring. Sometimes it can come off like, I don't care. But it's like, understand that it's bigger than just himself. And that the reason why he's able to do some of the things he is able to do is because you have a team around you.
Totally.
You know?
Totally.
And he understands that. And that's why he's able to do the things he's doing and says the things he does say. Jokic is the same way. You got to love it.
Have to love it. Because they're not just winners.
No.
They're likable.
They get it. They get it.
They get it. Perfectly said. And you can't say that about every superstar, pro athletes. We know how it can go. All right, tonight is a showdown on national TV for the number one seed and home court advantage in the playoffs. What you need to know is coming up next. Tonight is a showdown for the number one seed. Two big dogs.
We ready. We ready.
Look at each other eye to eye. And you can actually do that. Look us eye to eye. Because this spring, Phil and I are hitting them streets.
Yes, sir.
We're taking the show on the road. It's the Drive's Brouhaha. Our first stop is in Edgewater at Edgewater Beer Garden. We're going to be there Friday, April 19th, which is just a little over a week away from 2 to 6 p.m. And you can head to denversports.com/drive for more details. Really looking forward to this little kind of like going out on tour.
Yeah, I'm excited. I feel like we're Taylor Swift.
Less expensive tickets.
A lot less.
You could just kind of show up for free. Man, the T-Swift concert was so crazy. I was talking to a security guard. He said, I've worked here for 20 years. He said, we've never seen people hang outside the stadium and listen to the concert by the hundreds. Mm. They were, because we were like, what are these people doing?
Yeah.
And as we were looking out, hundreds. Just hanging out all together, just outside the concert. That's how crazy it was.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
All right. Tonight, big boy game. Put your big boy pants on. Pack a lunch. Bring a hard hat. It's going to take four quarters. Number one seed, home court advantage through the Western Conference playoffs. It's all on the line tonight.
This is a playoff game within a playoff game coming up, right? So you're kind of getting a taste of what the playoffs are going to be about. The atmosphere is going to be wild tonight.
Woo!
By the way, we might be there.
Oh, we're going to be there.
Oh, we're going to be there.
We're going to be there. If you see us, say hello.
So it's going to be exciting, man. I mean, look, this is a get-back game. You know how we say it's a get-right? No, this is a get-back game because last time that the Timberwolves and Denver faced each other here home, mm-hmm. we were not up to the task.
No. Not even close, actually.
No, and I think that we blew it up, made it to seem like something like it is tonight, which I think tonight everybody is going to be on their P's and Q's. Everybody's going to have that electricity going through their body, and it's going to be flying around, dunks. Jokic is going to go crazy. Jamal's going to go crazy. It's going to be a fun night.
It's going to be an absolute blast. It's on ESPN. The entire market will watch it along with the rest of the country. This is not just a local thing. This is a big boy NBA story. Yes. What's going to happen tonight in Denver? I can't wait. Let's talk about, the last time, before we move on, the last time that these two teams played, it was Friday night, March 29th in Denver.
Yep.
And the Nuggets were ran off the floor.
They were.
You can't even really look at the final score because it's not indicative of and representative of just.
It was
just,
embarrassing.
It was. And if you remember, the Wednesday prior to that, the Nuggets had lost to Phoenix. And there was some gravity to that game, and they didn't show up. And it was like, all right, because this is the game.
Yeah.
And they proceeded to get their head kicked in. Well, now it's like, if we don't see 10 out of 10 effort here, we don't see, like, that sense of urgency.
Like diving on the floor.
Yes. All of that. This is a playoff game.
It is.
This is a playoff game. And if we don't see it, then I have major questions about just the psyche of the team, and I'll probably be advocating to not see any member of the starting lineup in the last two games of the year.
Well, see, Zach, if we see something like we did last Friday when they played against the Timberwolves, you're going to see them on the court because Malone's going to be furious.
Yeah, he will be.
And he's going to make them play just because it's like, okay, you guys aren't ready. You guys disrespected me, disrespected the fan base by going out there and just being embarrassed. When you have, if Aaron Gordon plays, everybody is healthy.
Yeah.
Quote unquote. Yeah. Everybody is playing.
It's a big deal. We got to watch that one.
I think he's going to play.
I think so too.
So they're going to have their whole team together. Jamal Murray looks great. Jamal Murray looks fresh. All right. I'm not nervous of Jamal Murray having any setbacks before this game. If there was a setback, we would have heard about it already.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
And so we're getting ready to see a heavyweight matchup versus two talented teams that may have to face each other again in the playoffs.
Yeah, and Malone, he was talking about it after the game.
Told the players, let's go home, and we got a big game in our building against a division rival and a team that we're battling for first place. And we're 1-2 against them. 3 games to go. The number one seed is still up in the air. So let's go compete and see what happens.
Jokic has to be the best player on the floor tonight.
Mm.
Let's just start there. Typically, that's in pretty easy task for Jokic because he's, I mean, he's he walks amongst mortals and he's like not one of the rest. He is so different. But Anthony Edwards is different too.
He is.
And did you see what he did last night? Scored a career high 51.
He's just letting us know, hey, I'm coming now.
Yeah. Oh, he's here. I mean, he is an all NBA player. And I think this summer, when Team USA plays in Paris, I think you'll see Anthony Edwards emerge as the best American basketball player. He is that good. He is that good. And we've been talking about him here on the show for as long as we've been doing the show together, that if the entire league is on the sideline, the entire league, like a pickup game, and you're starting a franchise, he is not falling out of the top five. And he's not five. I mean, he would be...
I'm not going to say number one.
It'd be
one or two.
This is who I think the five best basketball players in the world are.
Okay.
Jokic, number one.
For sure.
Luka Doncic, number two.
Okay. You got to put Giannis. You got to put Giannis in there.
You know what? No, he's hurt. By the way, he got hurt last night.
Yeah,
they thought he popped his Achilles.
Cause you see how he was walking and all of a sudden he just hit the floor.
Yeah, and the MRI came back clean, but we're not going to see him for a while. But I'm so comfortable putting Giannis there, okay. And then I'll put Anthony Edwards fourth. He's a top five player in the world.
See, Zach, I can't put him fourth. He's number two. He's number two.
Oh, he's number two for you.
Yeah.
Sure.
It goes Jokic, Edwards, Luka. So you're going to put Luka number two, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Come on now.
Yeah. I mean, dude, Luka Doncic is 7-34
a game. He is.
Leading the NBA in scoring.
I can't knock
Luka,
him.
Luka is
but
already...
But you're talking about Edwards, who everybody's comparing him to Michael Jordan.
I mean, there are people who are doing that because physically he is just... He is
just gifted, man.
Yeah, he makes much like the McKinnon conversation.
Yeah,
heard Mark this morning. Schlaer is saying McKinnon makes people in the NHL like Tyreek Hill makes people look in the NFL.
Ooh.
Tyreek Hill's another one.
Tyreek, yeah.
And Anthony Edwards is that in basketball. He'll just make you look. He'll make you look dumb. But Luka's 25 years old, and he's already top 10 all time in triple doubles. Like he's won big games already. He was playing in big games while he was a teenager overseas.
Yeah.
Playing for like Real Madrid, I think it was.
So you're going to play him number two.
He's number two. I'll go Giannis number three, Anthony Edwards number four, Shea Gilgeous-Alexander number five, or Jason Tatum, somewhere right in there. Somewhere right in there.
There's some talented players.
Oh, dude, the game is being played at such an insane level right now. But I can't wait for tonight, man. Michael Porter Jr. is going to have to play well. If you came in here and said, hey, I've been to the future, Michael Porter Jr. scores 9 points tonight, I don't think the Nuggets win.
You know what? I would have to agree with you if I wasn't so confident in KCP tonight. KCP is going to go out there and put a show on. Now, he didn't do well. I want to say, was it last night? It was okay, but the night before, I don't think he did.
Oh, I think that was two games back where he went like 1-for-6 from three. I think that was against San Antonio.
Yeah. But he's kind of been on fire.
He has been.
You know, he's been turning it on at the right times because I know he knows his contract is probably being done.
Yeah.
All right. We need him. As long as he's healthy, I think he's going to put on a show tonight.
Yeah,
and
I hope so.
I want MPJ to do well. I just think his head's in the gutter. Like, literally, I don't know what's going on. You said something earlier. You said he's just floating. And I don't know what that has to do with. Maybe it's just a MPJ thing where it's like he's coming back to reality after a whole month of doing some great stuff. Or maybe he just has a lot on his mind. But I'm not going to sit here and play with MPJ tonight. Too much is on the line. I think KCP is going to come to play.
Well, there's a trust factor with KCP. He's just a pro's pro, man. Yeah. He is just a pro's pro. And even on nights he's not making shots, he is one of the best on-ball defenders that the world has to offer right now, and I do think you'll see him named to an all-NBA defensive team, and he deserves that honor, and it might be first team. He might be first team all-defense this year. He's been that good. I can't wait, man. We're going to be there. If you see us, say hello, and we'll be back tomorrow to break it all down. We got more audio from Coach Malone that we'll circle back to, and some follow-up questions that we didn't get to pertaining to tonight's matchup. We'll do that a little bit later. But in the meantime, shifting gears, how many people would like to sit down and share a steak with Coach Prime? Well, now you can, and it's going to cost you. The latest CU fundraiser, holy jumping! That's coming up next.
I got later on, I'm going to send you some. They had like a bracket of the rappers.
Yeah.
Right? And maybe we'll talk about it later. But they had this huge, like, list of rappers that were going head to head with each other. And you had to pick each rapper.
So, like, March Madness for rappers.
Yes. And now they're doing like the top four. So we'll talk about it later, man. I thought it was fascinating. I got kind of mad at some of the people that other people picked.
Yeah.
You know, because it didn't make no sense. But
if Jay is not in the Final Four, it's a bad bracket.
See, Jay was around there.
Okay.
But he ended up getting beat.
Okay.
And so we'll have to talk about it.
All right. It's subjective. It's funny. you know, I don't listen to the current rap music.
Yeah.
But I listened for about 20 years. And it's funny, the ebbs and flows. Like, when G Unit was on top, there was no one more. I mean, between 50 and Lloyd Banks and Game and who are we missing? Lloyd Banks, Game
50.
There's one other. There's one other Hallmark name we're missing. Golly,
they had a video game with them all in there too.
Oh yeah, I remember.
Yeah,
I remember. But like Rockefeller had the flame for a while. And then it was like Cash Money. There's no limit. It was like it was a thing.
Was a good time.
It was a thing. How many people would like to sit down and share a steak with Coach Prime?
Ooh, get one of those prime steaks.
Mm.
Why not? Pick his brain. See how he got so much more hair on his head.
Yes. Well, he's got a little hair company, doesn't he? Or not his hair company, but he's got like a hair endorsement.
Yeah. Why would you not? He's got more hair than me.
That's Coach Prime. Tony Yayo.
Yes.
Tony Yayo.
I was actually looking
at him.
Oh, man.
Now you can sit with Coach Prime. You just got to bring 20 grand with you.
20 grand?
This fundraising event. Now, this is going to be, I believe, the week of the weekend of the spring game. It looks like it's lining up with Colorado's collective 5430 Alliance. 5430 Alliance. Do we know what 5430 stands for? We can find out. We'll find out. But it's the altitude of Folsom Field. Okay. All right, I like
Shame
it.
On me, huh? Shame on me.
Well, I think 5280 when I think of like the number like that. But anyway, okay, so 5430 Alliance, they have announced the Primetime Elite Dinner. All right. You want to sit with Coach Prime? $20,000. You want to have a table near Prime? So you're not sitting with him.
But you're sitting in the back of his head.
But you're sitting close enough you can reach out and touch his garment. $17,000.
Huh?
Yeah. If you can't afford that and you want to sit at the quote-unquote elite table, all right, the elite table, which has got to be a phrase for some lunchroom in a middle school, like the elite table.
Oh,
where
man.
Two future pros hang with you. Assuming that's Shador and Travis, it's an assumption, $15,000 to have dinner what I'm assuming is Shador and Travis. If you want to sit at a table with two CU coaches and or players, it's the black and gold table, bring $12,000.
So you're going to have two future NFL players. That you don't know how good they're really going to be in the NFL, but they're going to be sitting there.
That's the 15 grand table.
And you get $15,000.
$15,000 to have a meal.
To talk to some kids.
Yeah. Yeah. If you want to just get a table, it's the Buffs table. All right? $7,000. Get your own table. Now, all these come with either, most of them are eight tickets. All right? So you pay $20,000 to sit with Coach Prime, and someone already has done this. It's like you can't, and this is why it's like what is that, like the definition of worth is what someone's willing to pay.
Yeah, willing to pay. That's sick, man.
And it's already sold. It's already sold. So you can't sit with Prime, actually, because it's already booked. All right? The Buffs table, you and nine friends, $7,000 to just sit by yourself.
Just sit there.
Sit by yourself.
You can't even see Coach Prime. You see a boatload of players at one table, and then you see two elites. That's the elites, or that's
the elite table. Yeah, that's two future pros. That's Shador and Travis. That's the $15,000 table.
Oh, wow.
So it actually costs more to sit near Coach Prime. To sit near Coach Prime than it actually costs to sit with Shador and Travis. Because the Prime table, a table in Prime section, is $17,000. And if you just want, like I said, just a table for you and people you want to sit with, it's $7,000. If you just want to go to the dinner.
Oh, just step foot in
just,
there, huh?
Just you. Just you. You put me with whoever, you know, whatever lowly common man, $1,000. But here's the kicker. Once you do all this, you still got to pay $250 a plate.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, my goodness.
Tell you what I'm going to do. I'm just walk in there, order me a steak. Go sit by Prime.
This is so funny.
Go sit by Prime.
Yeah.
And I like my steak. Everybody is not going to like this. I like my steak.
No. No,
well
not
done.
Oh, God almighty. You are embarrassing. The chef is just shaking his head.
I can just tell you right now, my wife's probably hitting her head like, oh, Lord.
Do you dip it in ketchup as well?
No, I don't do that.
Okay.
I don't do that. Medium well is the only way I'll go, right? The only way I'll go, but there's no blood. I don't want no blood streaming from my steak.
Okay.
All right, so if I'm gonna go sit at Prime's table, it better be the best damn well-done steak that I've ever tasted in my life. $20,000.
$20,000 to sit with Coach Prime,
no.
Man.
No, no, no.
KJ, what's the text line saying? Because I see you laughing back there.
I'm mad.
The RomosLong.com text line wants to know, how much does it cost to sit with Phil?
Free 99. You can see us here at, you know, the Denver Nuggets game coming on.
Yeah, or at the Brouhaha next week in Edgewater. You can sit with Phil for free.
Oh, man.
Well,
it's wild.
It is wild. I know it hits maybe the ear wrong, but that being said, this is fundraising, you know?
What is it for exactly? Is it for the school? Is it for the football team? Or is it just for Coach Prime's secret stash?
No,
like,
this is...
What is it for?
From what I understand, it's for the entire athletic department, okay. For the athletes' NIL stuff, I believe.
Okay, that makes sense.
You know, it's the collective. They're trying to make money to give back to the students to make CU a more desirable place. But it's so... This is just new territory for us.
Mm.
But I wouldn't be surprised, Phil. I would not be surprised. And I don't know this to be true. But if they're like, oh, Georgia does this every year. And it actually costs $30,000 to sit with Kirby Smart. Like, it wouldn't shock. I don't know it to be
yeah,
true.
Yeah, you're
but
right.
It's
you're
like
right.
You're trying to catch up to big boy,
like
big
Nick
boy
Saban,
donations.
Right? I wonder how much it would be to, you know, sit with Nick Saban, especially, you know, with him just winning national championships and coming off a national championship, how much that would be.
Right. And, you know, Prime said, he's like, we don't have NIL money. He's like, if you're looking, he said this last year, he's like, if you're looking for the bag, Colorado's not for you. He's like, if you're looking to get trained and get trained by pros and go pro and learn, you know, go to school and become a man, you know, and I know for some people it's like, that ain't going to sell.
Yeah.
You know, so they're trying to, I think, catch up to, you know, the big boys. And even then, Phil, I think their goal is to raise like nearly $1 million. It's between like $600,000 and $700,000. Wow. They're hoping to raise. Big picture, I think that's still, they still have a long way to go. I think if they want to catch up to the big boy table, the elite table, I guess in air quotes, they got to do more. They got to do more stuff like this. Yeah,
they you want money. You want everybody to be on board. You got to show us that you're going to win consistently. If Coach Prime starts to win a lot.
Right, right.
His table is going to be worth $100,000.
It could be, yeah.
You know, like that's just how it goes in this world with football, with college football. You know, there's money out there to be made.
There is, man.
You know, there's a lot of money out there to be made.
And people want to be a part of others' success.
Yeah.
And if they're winning, you'll have people who can't wait to give you their money.
But it's mind-blowing, man. What would you do with $20,000?
That just dropped in my lap?
Just dropped in your lap.
I'd probably take half it and put it towards a mortgage and probably save off, like, probably, I don't know, a couple of years, actually, the way interest works over 30 years.
And somebody just has that just to go sit with a man, another human being.
I know.
That eats, sleeps, and poops
just like you, and bleeds and will die, yes, and was born and had diapers changed. Like, he's another human. He's a human being.
We're sick as humans. That's why I'm a Martian.
The NFL draft is 2 weeks away, and Mel Kiper's latest mock draft would have Broncos country feeling. We'll talk about it coming up next.